Douglas Watson and his older sister, Dolores Bynum, went to St. Jude's Catholic School in the 1960s. They sit, reminiscing about their school days, when Watson pulls out an old class photo.
This is 19th class of 40. So even then you had a couple of, yeah, I know you had some one or two whites in here somewhere.
Do they?
Yeah.
In the photo, white nuns in habits and about 200 black kids are lined up on the steps of the school. And in the middle of the group are two white kids, a boy and a girl.
I never knew that.
Watson is now the executive director of the city of St. Jude, and he's found no information about the students. But two white kids at a black Catholic school in the Jim Crow South of the 1940s.
That would be very unusual.
That's Michael Friedland. He's a history teacher in Seattle and wrote a book about the clergy's role in the civil rights movement. Friedland says the Catholic Church in the South built churches, schools, hospitals for blacks. In fact, at the time, the bishop in Mobile was dubbed the Negro Bishop.
Because he set up a separate hospital for African Americans. He called for improved schools for African Americans, but not for integration.
But quietly, the city of St. Jude did. The school opened in 1938, and while it wasn't actively integrated, anyone could enroll, and dozens of white students did. St. Jude's also had the first integrated hospital in the Southeast. Then, in the spring of 1965, the march from Selma to Montgomery came to the city of St. Jude.
We shall overcome someday.
On Wednesday, March 24th, 10,000 people marched onto the school's grounds. They camped out in muddy fields. A stage was built out of coffins, and they held a concert called Stars for Freedom Rally with musicians like Joan Baez, Peter Paul and Mary, and Sammy Davis Jr. Watson's sister, Dolores Bynum, was in sixth grade at the time. She remembers watching out the classroom window as thousands marched towards the Capitol.
I never seen that many people in my life, much less many black people in my life.
The march was a turning point for Bynum and St. Jude's. For Bynum, the march made her self-aware and proud. In class one day, instead of singing the national anthem, she and her classmates stood up and sang the Negro national anthem. Her teacher was shocked.
We were becoming aware, I think, of who we were. You know, you got 10-year-old kids, 11-year-old kids. You know, all these people came down here and they did this and, you know, what could we do? But that was our way to protest.
For St. Jude's, the turning point was monetary. After the march, Douglas Watson says donations to the city of St. Jude plummeted. And for years, the school downplayed its role in voting rights history.
You know, all of our donations came from white Catholics, you know. So everyone didn't agree. They agreed with helping blacks. They didn't agree with Martin Luther King. They didn't agree with getting involved. They didn't agree with priests and nuns getting involved with that stuff.
After the march, Watson says, white families slowly pulled their kids from St. Jude's. But Bynum remembers one student who came the next year.
Timothy Glackmeyer.
Well, I'm Timothy Glackmeyer, and I'm 61, and it was an eye-opening experience, I must tell you.
Glackmeyer only went to the school for 1 year, the year after the march. He likes St. Jude's. He remembers the nuns, the class clown. But he also remembers standing in front of St. Jude's waiting for the bus that would take him home.
And the white buses would go by. And forgive the language, but if I was called nigger lover once, I was called nigger lover 1,000 times. And they would throw things out the window at me.
The next year, Glackmeyer's parents sent him to another Catholic school. But the year at St. Jude's altered the way he saw the world.
It put me on the other side of the spectrum.
And for a moment, Glackmeyer says, he saw what black students face daily. In the 60s, schools all over the state slowly began to integrate, but St. Jude's went the opposite direction. It lost its handful of white students. And then, in the 1970s, the white doctors left St. Jude's Hospital. The school is empty now. It closed last year. But St. Jude's still operates a social services division and a church. And Watson, the executive director, says this year St. Jude's is finally going to celebrate the role it played in the Selma to Montgomery march. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.